Welcome to the Mompreneurs in Heels podcast. Your host, trainer, and coach, Demetria Zynga, is dedicated to helping today's mom entrepreneur find her groove by tapping into her passions and turning them into profitable online business. You'll learn to utilize web success strategies to make your online business dreams truly happen. If that mompreneur is you, then this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves and get ready to find success strategies for your business. Kick off those slippers and slip into those heels. The time is now.
Hi, and welcome to the Mompreneurs in Heels podcast. I'm Demetria Zynga, your host, and today I'm really excited. I'm always excited, but I'm even more excited today. And I just wanted to, before I kind of get into what the topic is, I wanted to share with you what's been going on my way. Why such a lengthy break? I'm always having these little lengthy breaks and coming back with a renewed sense of purpose and energy for this podcast and for this entire project. So I'll let you know what's happened. First of all, I've created a new branch of my business, just a new identity or a brand, kind of a sub niche. And I've been going with web success coaching for a while. I mean, that is my business and that's what I do. I help businesses, I help solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, mompreneurs to create a digital strategy and to have a lasting impression online and be able to build a business based on your passions. So I help with blogging, creating your website. I kind of handhold you through the process of online strategies, search engine optimization. I do a lot of coaching, I guess. I've also done a good bit of consulting, hands-on work, helping with creating podcasts for clients, helping them to get their WordPress up and running. So I've been really doing a lot of hands-on as well as some coaching. So I have a lot of experience in just really jumping in there and helping clients with their specific online marketing and blog development needs. Okay, so that's what I've been doing at Web Success Coaching. However, as you all know, I've changed the name of this podcast to Mompreneurs in Heels, and there's a reason for that. I've really been feeling just a pull to focus my energy on moms in business. So although web success coaching is there for you, I really want to focus my energy on the mom. And the reason being is that I can relate to you. I'm also a mompreneur. I'm a mother of two children that are growing up very, very, very quickly. And while they're growing up, I'm also discovering my identity and the things that I love to do to contribute to the world around me. So I do have two daughters and they look up to me and they are watching me. So it's very important to me that I leave an impression on them that if you want to grow up and have a family and be available for your children one day, that it is definitely possible to do that while you're also accruing an income and helping out your family financially. So I wanted to be that kind of balance for them as well. So my desire at this point in Mompreneurs in Heels with this podcast, with my blog, and with anything that accrues from this specific niche of web success coaching is to really focus on helping mompreneurs to discover themselves online and to really start making some money with their blog. So if that is you, then I'm here to help you. And one thing that I am really, really excited about that I have to mention in this podcast today, and it's really the main bulk of what I will be talking about, is my latest book that has just been released in Amazon. Now, if you haven't heard already and you don't follow me on Instagram, Facebook, or Google Plus or any other social media, that's all I've been talking about all week. Okay, so I've just written a book called Mompreneurs in Heels, A Guide to Passionate, Purposeful Blogging. And I'm so, so excited to finally have it released this week. And it is available in Amazon. If you are wanting to find out how to build your blog, then this book is absolutely for you. Let me go ahead and give you sort of a rundown of the table of contents so you know what is in the book. a lot of people want kind of a preview before you buy. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that the introductory price for this book is the price of, say, a Frappuccino. So $3.99. And you can get started with the all the ideas that you need to develop a successful blog online. Okay, so chapter one is just kind of going into why mompreneurs, who are mompreneurs and what do we do? Why do we believe what we're doing is important in society? And what do big brands and businesses feel about mompreneurs? And that's a really eye-opening chapter so that you're aware of just how important your role is as a mompreneur in our society. Lots of brands are looking at our blogs and wanting to partner with us. So it's really good to understand your position and how much power you actually have with a blog. Chapter two talks about discovering your passion. So we're really going to start from the very beginning, the foundation, and talk about your business passion. We'll get into your gifts and your talents. We'll talk about who you are. If you don't know what your gifts and talents are, I tell you how to find out. And that is really the basis and should be the foundation of what you do online. Chapter three is overcoming your business fears. I've talked about this a good bit in my YouTube videos. I do like to address this topic because it holds us back. When you have fears and you're afraid to step into the online world of blogging for whatever reason, and it's reasonable that you would be afraid. It's reasonable that we are just a little bit pessimistic about stepping out there and being in front of the world, you know, showing what we're doing to the world, to our family, our friends, and complete strangers. And so it is very intimidating. But I talk about overcoming those business fears. In chapter four, we talk about research. So before you do anything with your business, you definitely want to research your topic. Make sure that it is something that can accrue money for you, something that you can definitely count on there being a need for what you're offering. So we'll talk about keyword research, and we get into some really technical specifics about keyword research using Google Keyword Planner. We'll talk about purchasing your domain name, getting the ideas going through idea journaling, which is basically your journaling ideas about your blog that you're planning to build. Then we'll, in chapter five, we'll talk about setting up your beautifully successful blog. Either you're going to hire a designer or do it yourself. That is your choice. But we talk about the pros and cons of each. You know, should you hire a designer? What are the pros and cons? Or should you do it yourself? So I give you a DIY design plan. And there are also pros and cons to that. So I help you through that. Chapter six, we'll talk about positioning yourself as an expert. We'll talk about your purpose, your vision, and we'll discover your customer avatar, which is a really important concept. That's something that we really need to get settled and situated before you launch your blog. Who is your ideal customer? Then we'll get into the voice and branding, addressing the needs of your prospects, setting up your expertise, and collecting payment. Chapter seven, we'll talk about developing the perfect blogging routine. Now, you know that as a blogger, it's so important to have a routine going, or we tend to get lost, you know, in the process of figuring it all out and bringing it together. We can easily just sort of hang the towel and say, goodbye, I've had enough, and I'll be back, you know, in about 5 weeks. And I've done that so many times, because when you have life happen, and life happens and you move and you get sick, or, you know, one of your kids graduates and moves out of the house, or you're going through a really rough time, or even you're in a grieving process and something has happened in your family that has caused you to have to step away from business for a while, you're more than likely to stop blogging, and you're more than likely to just kind of put your business on hold for a little bit, especially if you're a solopreneur and you don't have anybody else running your blog for you. So what I do in this chapter is I talk about developing some routines that can help you in case of those things that will happen in life, those life things, those things that happen that prevent you from staying on schedule every week. And so we talk about some routines that you can do, that you can create to help you, to guide you through those times when you do have to take a break. We'll talk about creating the perfect blog post and the anatomy of a blog post. Basically, what is all of this keyword analysis? What is this meta tags, meta description. What is all that? So we'll talk about that in chapter 7. Chapter 8 is all about making fabulous like-minded connections. So that is a really big part of running an online business. You have to be able to make connections with others in order to see your business grow. And then we'll talk about finding your stride and working that stride in chapter 9. And lastly, in chapter 10, we talk about celebration, celebrating yourself as a mompreneur, celebrating your successes, as well as celebrating the successes of other moms in business. So that is the nuts and bolts of the entire book. If you want the details, if you want this book and you want to use this as a tool to help you in your business, whether you are a novice or you are a veteran and you've been in this business for a while, I think all of these concepts that I've written can help anybody at any stage in your online business. I just really believe that as a mompreneur, you're going to find such great helps in this book. Okay. And again, there's an introductory price for $3.99. So I would hop on it. And like I said, my heart is to help and assist and support mompreneurs in specifically. So in this book, I really poured my heart out to you as a mompreneur. I talk about the analogy of heels versus slippers and sneakers. And so if you want to see what I have to say about the heels and why this whole book is titled Mompreneurs in Heels, then you'll definitely want to get your hands on it. So I'm going to leave several links and I will definitely lead you to the link for this book in the show notes to this episode. Let's see, this is episode number 27. And if you're driving or cooking or cleaning or picking up the kids or whatever you're doing and you can't be at your computer right now, you happen to be listening to this in iTunes or Stitcher, then I recommend you come back to your computer at some point or to your device and just go ahead and look at the show notes. That way you can click on the link to the book and find it immediately in Amazon. So I do highly recommend it. Tell your friends all about it. And that's all I have for you on this episode. I hope you enjoyed the last show we had with Nellie Akalp. I really enjoyed talking to her and I plan to have more guests like her in the near future. So I'm excited. I don't have anything else to add to this show. I'm just super excited. So thank you guys for listening and you have a wonderful, blessed week to your web success.